This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
When you looked over your shoulder, for a minute I'll forget that I'm
7 after the hour, remember the soap opera, The Sands of Time, or what was it called?
These are the days of our lives.
Days of our lives. Yes, they are. Look at the hourglass. You ever look at an hourglass when you were in the fourth grade? That's when I first saw an hourglass, at third or fourth grade. Watch the sand travel. It was an exact hour. And the teacher used to turn it over at the end of every hour so that you would get a sense without looking at the clock what time it was. Or how much time was represented by the sands going through the hourglass. It was an hour. And think about that in terms of where you are today. How old you were yesterday, how old you were last week, how old you were last month, how old you were last year. And then think of how closely related what happened last year was in your mind to what's going on right now. It seems like only, how many times do you hear that corny? Seems like only yesterday. I was telling a story earlier about my great-great-great-great-grandfather, which I told a few years ago. Jennifer remembered the story, but it seems like it was very recently that I told that story. And then you fast forward to today and think about tomorrow, how quickly time passed. Seems like we were just here all together yesterday on the DJV experience. And tomorrow we'll be here, and then the week will be over, and we'll start another week. And Jennifer was happy to remind me today is our 11th anniversary of her being on this program, the 15th of March, 2006. And it seems like you've always been here, actually, to me.
Aw, thanks, Dougie.
Yeah, well, like I've always been here to me, too.
Really? What bliss. So I think about how much time we waste thinking about time. And what people worry about, the age business and time marching on. And I came up with something that actually is part of what my spiritual belief is about age and time. Really and truly, other than here for our convenience, if you look at the history of the planet or the universe, there really is no time. And there really is no age. It is for our convenience that we hold on to those things because it makes our lives easier to manage in a manner of speaking, but it doesn't really mean anything in, what's the expression, in the light of eternity. These moments are not that important. It's the quality of what you've done with all of the moments that you put together. Isn't that, you know, what it's really all about? So when you hear the story that we heard, the first story, the first piece of this was, I think, early last week, the story of Amy Krauss Rosenthal, who wrote an essay that we talked about last week, You May Want to Marry My Husband. Remember when we talked about that last Monday?
I do. Yep.
Touched millions of readers. This was something that was in the Chicago paper, and then it was in the New York Times, and it's been all over social media. She is diagnosed with ovarian cancer last year, and she died the other day. Mm-hmm. So she's 51. She's spent her time. The hourglass doesn't have to be turned over anymore for her. She wrote children's books and was very good at it. She wrote a textbook, a memoir of her life, sharing the love story of her and her husband. She created a dating profile last week for her husband. She said she fell in love with him in a day, and she wrote this profile for his next wife in a day.
Wow.
How much courage does that how much courage does that take? Jeepers. She creates a dating profile of her husband, and then the day she dies, it becomes the stuff social media is made for. Mm-hmm. Her husband, I'm sorry, said, this is getting me choked up. Everything Amy did in life was about life and love. She was such a bright light and a great sense of wonder surrounded her. She loved her family. She loved words. She loved ideas. She loved connections. She says in the essay about her husband, he was an easy man to fall in love with. Described him as a sharp dresser, wonderful father. And did I mention that he's incredibly handsome?
Oh.
I will miss him.
You know, I think it's all that we can really hope for in life is that you would experience a kind of love and relationship like that. So I guess, I don't know, maybe the positive side is that maybe she's gone and someone else will get to experience that now with him.
Mm. And she wanted him to be okay.
Yeah. Wow.
Her husband said this was no easy task. I don't have, the same aptitude for the written word, she said. He said, but if I did, I can assure you my tale would be about this most epic love story.
Very sweet. It reminds me of the story Rory and Joey. Remember we talked about that?
Yeah,
actually,
the country music lady, right?
This is the year anniversary around this time of her.
My
passing.
God, has it been a year since that?
Yeah, and that's the same kind of thing where she was in her early 40s. She's got a baby at home, and this cancer that she'd been battling finally got the best of her.
And then we spend all of this time wasting our time. Talking about Bill, I was going to say Bill Clinton's taxes, but it was something that did come up. No, think about it. When Clinton was president, but the Trump taxes and all this, who paid what in taxes? Give me a break. Get a life, will you please? Here's Bill Gates weighing in on taxes. I think this tax debate is so absurd, and this sort of underscores it. Listen to this. The fact that Bill Gates has been asked about his taxes and how much he pays in taxes hasn't bothered him. But he said last week that he believes with all this focus on robots, if a robot comes into the world and does the same thing as a human being, we better tax the robot.
That's right. Get him.
So, robotic workers, as good as they are for productivity, there'll be a lot of humans looking for work. He's not the first person to come up with this idea, but he kind of puts it all in perspective. Excuse me, because there is a concern about what the more robots there are, the fewer jobs there are going to be, and so what are humans going to do to justify their existence? There are a lot of people who identify their lives by what they do for work.
And
so if you don't have work,
what's the government going to do? By the way, if they can't tax a robot, right?
I mean, right. Well, that's
tax money goes down.
Yep. So what are going to be the ways to retrain these displaced laborers and get them into health care, education, that kind of stuff? There isn't much issue. Who's going to let a robot operate on you? Although I guess there are robots, aren't there, doing certain types of heart operations and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. One of the things that I found interesting is the consideration in the European Union for this would be the four. We haven't got it proposed here in our country, but there is the European Union has a bill before it that would tax employers who use robots. Robot taxation has been added to the policy agenda of one of the presidential candidates in France next to marijuana legalization. The idea of punishing people, though, for innovation is one of these business morality things. You know, ethics, what do they call it? Business ethics courses?
Yeah.
That are trying to deal with this stuff now. Colleges are trying to grapple. They have professors. There are ethics professors in school. Most good schools have at least courses in ethics and business. Business schools do, for sure. You ever take an ethics course, Jennifer?
I did. A few of them. One was journalism ethics. Go figure. Ethics and journalism. That's actually the only class that I was asked to leave because I challenged the professor who was super liberal. Woo.
Yeah, and what'd you get out of that?
She didn't like it. There was like a 10-person, 12-person practicum class, and I can't even remember what we were talking about, but I said, look, that's not right. That's your personal opinion. She did not like that.
Well, that's the problem with education today, especially on the college level. There's too much, but it's going on high school level, too. Too much of your personal opinion gets into what is supposedly, in quotation marks, taught. I don't want you teaching my kids what your moral values are. Teach them what the facts are. Teach them how to think, not teach them how what you think. I don't want to know. I don't want my child learning what you think. I want you to teach my child how to think, period. It's not about you and your ego, some of these people that are teachers. It's all about them. You know, the world has become all about me, 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 me. No, it's not about you, 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 you. It's about us, 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 us. And what we need to know about the history of the world, the history of humanity, a lot of the problems I've been talking about today in the last couple of hours would be rectified greatly by us not focusing so much on us. Now, here we have this sort of an oxymoron on us because our whole living here in terms of the radio work we do is based on us telling you what, through our experiences, we think. I'm not telling you, however, nor am I suggesting that you think what I think or what Jennifer thinks. You listen, you learn, and you can agree or disagree. Doesn't mean there's going to be something of value, but I'm not right all the time. Most of the time, but not all the time. Jennifer's right most of the time.
All of the time, yes.
Oh, excuse me. Kara's learning, coming along with experiences, right? That's what it's about. All right,
there's speaking a smart cookie.
Yeah.
I think you can.
And the smartest cookies among us are using parachute bedding.
Ooh, I used parachute them last night.
Sheets. Yep. They make modern bedding at Parachute for a more comfortable home for you, for a more comfortable experience in bed for you. So if you've gotten your sheets together, you've already gotten to ParachuteHome.com/DJV to try this experience that Jennifer's talking about, that I'm talking about, that Kara's talking about. Victoria as well. We bemoan the fact that we don't sleep as much as a lot of other people do, but that's our problem. What we do tell you about is how quality sleep comes from sleeping on these sheets. Parachute has helped the quality of our sleep. It'll help the quality of your sleep. For example, dreaming. I woke up during the night, and I went back to sleep quickly because I have in my mind now, I've been studying, reading about the power of the mind and the subconscious mind as you go to sleep and how really, and it really does, it's amazing. It works. What you set in your mind is how you will dream and spend the night and will affect your day. It'll affect your life. So all the better reason for you to have comfortable sheets so you can get comfortable with your mind. Everything's comfortable when you go to sleep. That's what you want. Comfort so you get a good night's sleep. So check out Parachute Bedding, headquarters here in Los Angeles. I went over there. Boy, is it a cool place. They're working on making it better all the time. Everything's 100% natural. No chemicals, no synthetics, none of that stuff. So go online to ParachuteHome.com/DJV. Get free shipping and free returns. ParachuteHome.com/DJV.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover. And definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Hi, I am Kelly Cook, the Chief Marketing Officer here at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? Guess what? You can help. Join me and Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. So start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hot hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
The nation's most unscripted radio program is the DJV Experience. And if you don't believe
it,
listen
sure.
for a while.
Yeah. You'll
you're
learn.
Prepared. Yeah, right. You'll learn not to be prepared. Prepare yourself for a discussion of most anything going on in the world. For example, there's those of you who have mmm-bop already in your head. Mmm-bop. How, if you had four mms, would it be mmm-bop? This is three bops, so three m's. Mmm-bop. This is because Hanson officially going on a world tour in honor of their 25th anniversary. My God, they've been around 25 years. Is that astounding?
That's pretty scary, actually, those little punks. They're not so little or punky anymore.
No, but it's just back to what we were talking about with reality of time and stuff. How silly all this stuff is. In the middle of everywhere, the 25th anniversary world tour starts in Tulsa at the Hop Jam Beer and Music Festival, May 21st. And then they'll go through the summer overseas to Germany. They acknowledge Taylor Hanson, who is, he's called Hanson, right? They don't call him Taylor Hanson. Isn't he just Hanson?
Taylor Hanson is the middle brother. So he's right. one of
they
the
They call
brothers.
Him Hanson number two.
I thought they were all Hansons. They just grew.
They are all Hansons.
All right. So anyway, this year he says not only about the two decades of music, it's about celebrating the community of fans who have been with us. I think a lot of people, this is the kind of a concert you go to that you sing, right? Like, when I go to concerts, I was singing, what was the last one I went to, Jay and the Americans, and I was singing at the top of my lungs and people looking at me. So, that's what happens at a Hanson concert. So they also are releasing a greatest hits album called Middle of Everywhere, the greatest hits, and a new Christmas album out later this year. Christmas.
Can I consult? Can I take a sidebar with Kara?
Yes, you may.
Yes,
hi,
sir.
Kara, do they have enough songs to make a greatest hits album? I mean, I'm only really aware of Bop.
Growing up, my mom was a huge fan of Hanson, so I listened to a lot of Hanson growing up. They have, I would say, only a few hits. I think most of their hits are actually Christmas songs, so maybe they should just combine the Christmas album and the Greatest Hits album.
There you go.
All right. Okay, so we've got them under control as far as the tour is concerned. Next tour to announce every
their
day.
Their greatest hits album is a CD single.
Alright, so, but this guy's got plenty of hits. Hit after hit after hit after hit.
One
of the lines I used to use as a jock at the Top 40 station that I was on. And lots of Paul Simon, Simon and Garfunkel were a big portion of what I used to play. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Paul Simon decided to hit the road again this summer. Giving back. He and his band have a 17-city jaunt starting in June. And the proceeds will benefit the Half Earth Project, which is a initiative of the Wilson Biodiversity Foundation. So let's see, he's going to St. Augustine, Florida, and be all over the country and end up at the Red Rock Amphitheater in Denver. Man, what a place that is. Ever been there? You've seen some of the concerts.
Red Rock is a beautiful location.
Right? Oh, fabulous. Simon says that he figures he can generate millions of dollars for the Wilson Biodiversity Foundation and boost awareness for its good causes. People don't care. They're going to go to see you, pal. They're not going to care. I mean, it's nice that you're doing this. It's very nice. But people aren't going to go there because of what you're doing with the money. They're going to be there because they want to hear you sing. He revealed he'd wrestled with the thought of retiring, he said last year. The idea of actively supporting biodiversity through his music, though, made him feel like he needed to make a greater contribution. He doesn't need any more money in his pocket. He says, I don't have to become more famous. I want to help. So I'm going to do this every summer from now on. A concert of music, no lectures. I don't want people to tell me how to think. I don't want to tell you how to think. Just come enjoy the music and I'll give the money to them. Sounds like a deal. 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, people can really learn to understand what type of mood their dog is simply by the way their dog is barking. Scientists have claimed that humans can understand dogs by simply listening to their barks. They said that humans can read a dog's mood according to whether his barks are prolonged or short or low or high pitched. They found that the most important feature of both dog and human sounds was the length of the sound and its pitch. Dog calls that were long and high pitch was seen by humans to reveal fear, while long, low-pitch calls were viewed as aggression. In contrast, short pulsing sounds, whether high or low-pitch, were seen to be friendly. You know, having been working with dogs for well over 30 years, listening to their barks and understanding them is pretty much what my life is all about. And when a dog, for example, is growling, growling is not always aggressive. The deeper the growl, the more aggressive. So watch your dog all the time. Watch their barks. You really can't communicate if you take the time to understand what they're saying. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Using the Groupon app, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day, like haircuts. Because even if you don't need a haircut, you're eventually going to need a haircut. Unless you're bald, in which case Groupon can save you a lot of money on skincare. The point is, using Groupon can save you up to $100 a week. Getting a massage? Check Groupon. Mani-pedi? Check Groupon. Looking for nearby yoga classes? Check Groupon. Save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Groupon.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
H-E-R-E to H-E-A-R. Got it, Jennifer? Jennifer Horn here.
On
the DJB Experience. Reaching new goals every day. We don't necessarily have a roadmap, as you can probably well tell. But there is. I have plans. For this half hour, I want to talk about the weather. I want to do the food news. I want to do the sports news. Right? We can do all that stuff here, can't we?
Mm-hmm.
I'll set my mind. I need to make more time for more important conversations. So, let's get to it. What happened in New York yesterday? 5 inches, and Kara is, Victoria's not here with us today because the weather has interrupted her ability to broadcast, as happens from time to time. We've had that here in Los Angeles. You know, all these people who crow about how fantastic technology is. You know what? Most of the new technology that's used in our business sucks.
Well, you know what? I'm going to disagree. Technology is fantastic. Yeah. When it works.
Yeah. Okay.
It's when it doesn't work that we've got problems.
There you go. All right, so Robert Stasio having
I love his friend Pissed.
Yeah. His friend is pissed probably right now.
Pistachio, right?
Enjoying a bagel in his Staten Island home yesterday when something caught the corner of his eye. As the snow was coming down, he saw a couple of horses frolicking through his backyard in the snow.
Oh, nice.
He said, quote, I look out my window and I saw them running down the middle of the street. He's a penny. And I said, what the, you know, not exactly a place where you'd see a lot of horses.
Sure.
So then he jumps into his truck, tails the horses down the street, running through the neighborhood. This is the South Shore of Staten Island. At first they eluded him, but when the pursuit stalled behind a couple of buses, he got out of his truck and chased the ponies on foot. He said, they started running away from me. As I was doing what I could, I saw the police coming down the block, lights on, and he was able to grab one of them by the mane, hold on to them, and then he grabbed the other one because the police don't know. You know, I think this is true in most jurisdictions. I know in my jurisdiction, whenever my cows get out, the police come out. There's a one night last summer, I think, a couple of heifers got out in the street, and there were three police cars there. I mean, the old days growing up there in that neighborhood, the cows got out all the time. We'd chase them up the street and get them back in. Nobody paying any attention. But somebody called on a cell phone to the police, hey, there's cows running around the street. What are we going to do?
Mm-hmm.
So the police know it's me. They know I'm the only one who has cows. And so they come down, and they help me get them in. They have a good time.
As I recall, your cows actually try to escape relatively often, don't they, or didn't they?
Well, they like to explore.
So, yeah, they're curious.
Yeah, they're curious sorts. So you got before the, I think
plus,
this was,
you know, the grass
before.
Is always greener on the other
exactly,
side.
On the other side.
Of the road.
I was
right.
Before, this is the new place that I'd moved into, and the fences had all been fixed. The Jamaicans weren't there yet, so now they got there, they fixed everything up. Anyway, so the bottom line is the ponies pulled him once. The police got there and made a lot of noise. Ponies got freaked out, and they started running, and he held on to their mane, so he was getting dragged down the street in the snow. Apparently, somebody threw a rope around one of the necks of one of them and tied him to a pole.
Well, that's one way to go sledding.
I suppose. I don't know.
That's usually I go out for dates on Friday night.
Really? Good for you.
Tie him to a pole.
I'm not sure. This is dogs. You shouldn't do this to dogs. Cows, I don't like doing it to cows, and I can't imagine that tying a horse with a rope around its neck is good, you know, any more than doing it to a cow or a dog. But anyway, they didn't know any better. They were a couple of ponies, and so one of them got tied to a lamppost, the other one to a bumper, and the people that finally found the people that owned them, they came and got them. But imagine in a snowstorm, a couple of horses go running down the street. Here's something even better to imagine. Yesterday in Boston, they had, I think there were some places reporting much 17 inches of snow. I don't think that was the rule. It was a coastal storm, but inland, I'm told on the farm, there are about 14, 15 inches there today, and some of the suburban areas had as much. So yesterday, for the first time, there was something interesting in the plows themselves. A lot of people saw these plows with advertising on the front of the plow. You don't often see advertising on the plow itself. You'd see it on the side of the truck. But now, the clearing of snow during the storm saw something new, an advertisement for Pornhub. The trucks just had a big sign on the plow itself, said Pornhub. The Pornhub team understands by this time of the year, most cities have run up against whatever their snow removal budget is. So Pornhub hired these trucks, paid for them, to go out and clean city streets in various areas around Boston and the suburbs.
Huh.
They did not charge the cities. Pornhub paid for the trucks. They went all over the place. This was also done in New Jersey, apparently, for the storm as well. If they haven't started doing it there, apparently they're going to be using them in snowstorms because the cities are running out of money. So would you think, would this be upsetting if your children, let's say, are in the school bus and they see this truck coming down the street and they see a big, on the front of the snowplow, a big sign says Pornhub. Mommy, 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 what's Pornhub mean? right?
Oh, boy. Yeah, well, I mean, I may make you take pause, but at the same time, you're welcome to capitalism.
Right. It's the American way, right?
Right. I mean, come on.
Snow removal
services. If this
services,
is your greatest problem in life, we're doing okay.
I know it. Right. But this is America. This is America at its best, in a manner of speaking, because it's capitalism, and it's showing people that are, that just saved the taxpayer money. Would it cost taxpayers in these towns more money? Pornhub paid the trucks. Just all you have to do, we'll pay you $50 an hour. Just put the Pornhub logo on your plow. That's it. That's all they had to do. So there are trucks. I get pictures, four or five pictures of plows all over Boston got the Pornhub logo in front of the plow. Yes. Hello. All right. Time for our what? You had something to say? Come on, go ahead.
No, you said hello. I said hello right back to you.
Hello. All right, let's get to our, before we get to the sports report, let's do the food news, shall we? Brought to you by Tasty Lee Tomatoes. Tomatoes, tomatoes, they are yummy, yummy, yummy. They're good for your tummy, tummy, tummy. Good for everything. Your heart, according to the AMA, your heart will be healthier with these 50% increased lycopene tomatoes. Lycopene is the antioxidant that makes tomatoes as good for you as they are. Tasty Lee tomatoes taste like you grew them yourself. They are sweet. They are tangy. It's kind of neat. The taste is exceptional. You buy the first package for healthy reasons, and then you buy the second package because they taste good. Mm-hmm. That's how it works, right?
And they do. Online. They taste really good. I'm a late in life tomato adjuster. Like, I didn't start out liking tomatoes as a kid, and now I like tomatoes, but I can't stand that consistency when they get kind of, I don't know. I guess mealy is the right word. Yeah. Right. These tasty tomatoes. So yummy.
Isn't that good pasta or soup stuff when they get mushy, but they're not any good in a sandwich or to eat just fresh? You can't do it like that.
Yeah, these are different. These are like a tomato for real.
Right. They say healthier, longer. Healthy recipes as well. You can get, visit tasty-lee.com. That's tasty with an I, -lee.com. Tasty Lee tomatoes are also available in your favorite grocery store. Ask for them by name. Find out more about how you can order them and how you can use them at Tasty Lee tomatoes, tastylee.com. That's tasty with an I, -lee.com. Now, let's see what we have for food news. Cheerios trying to bring back the bees, and they're looking to you to help them out. According to a new Honey Nut Cheerio promotional video that's out today, bees have been in decline. Duh. But we needed them to tell us that. Thank you, Monsanto. Hundreds of North American bee species have headed toward extinction for various reasons, mostly because they're being poisoned by the stuff that's being used to keep the weeds down. So Cheerios and General Mills, the parent company, are trying to do their part. Company plans to plant 3,300 acres of nectar and pollen-rich wildflowers on the farms where they grow the oats for Cheerios. And they'll, if you'll pardon the, you'll pardon this, please, General Buzz.
Oh.
Company giving away 100 million wildflower seeds for you to plant as well. All you have to do is fill out an online form to get the free packet of seeds. So far, the project seems to be successful. Cheerio says it's
pretty cool.
80% of the way to its 100 million seed goal. So if you would like to participate in this and help save Honey Nut Cheerios' famous bee mascot, Mr. Buzz, you can sign up to receive your packet of seeds. Go to Cheerios.com. Cheerios.com. Cheerio. That's kind of like, what's that bee movie that wasn't Seinfeld?
It's called Bee Movie.
Was the bee movie?
Yeah, it's called Bee Movie.
Okay, I thought I remembered that. In a moment, we'll update you on sports here with the DJV Experience, 45 past the hour.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. It's a great time to buy a home. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced one, Quicken Loans has options that may help you get pre-approved for a mortgage with as little as 1% down. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call 800-QUICKEN today or go to QuickenLoans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
This report is brought to you by SC Johnson. Did you know that the Amazon region produces 20% of the world's breathable oxygen? The Amazon rainforest is one of the world's most vital life support systems. From its role as the world's largest watershed to the fact that its trees act as the lungs of the earth, people need Amazonia to thrive. Every year, an estimated 3.7 million acres of the Amazon disappear due to deforestation. But there is something you can do to help. SC Johnson is joining forces with Conservation International to stop this trend 1 acre at a time. Protecting an acre of tropical forest costs just $25. And for every acre saved by you, SC Johnson will double donations to save a total of 10,000 acres. Join us by protecting 1 acre of land for $25. And together, we can help make a positive impact for future generations. For more information about the Acre for Acre match and to view the new Conservation International VR film, Under the Canopy, visit conservation.org/canopy.
Hi, time for Biff Horn and today's sports information. Actually, I'll be Biff Stefan looking at the, before we get to the golf news. Got a lot of golf news today, Jen. Mm-hmm. But also, Warren Buffett has been the focus of an interesting sort of, remember when whenever I see the word winning, all I can think of is Charlie Sheen. Winning!
Winning! Remember when he was going bananas? Oh,
yeah,
boy.
Yeah, right. Warren Buffett has Berkshire Hathaway employees seeing dollar signs. He's offered $1 million for any employee who hits the opening round in their NCAA tournament brackets. Well, the odds are bad. I guess that goes without saying that, doesn't it, right? Math professor Jeff Bergen calculated the odds of guessing all 67 games correctly to be 1 in 128 billion.
Wow.
So, is Buffett going to have to pay off? Probably not, boys and girls. I'm going to guess he's probably figured that out. The odds, let's see here. Without using data or past knowledge, 32 games correctly is the equivalent of flipping a coin 32 times and having it always land on heads. 1 in 4 billion. 294,967,296.
But you're saying 15, there's a chance.
15 times harder than winning the lottery on the first ticket.
Wow.
So you take a stab in the dark and guess the winners, and who knows? I don't know why people get so excited about this. I guess it's just a way conversationally to be involved in something that's going on, right? Isn't that it, basically?
I think that's right.
All right, so Jen, a couple of golf stories in the news. The Arnold Palmer Invitational, not as many big-name players as is usual. I wonder why that is. Why?
I don't know, but they're still playing the event to pay their respects to Arnold Palmer, who passed away
last
September.
That's why there's
September.
Not so many people there, because he's not there.
There you go, maybe so. Morgan Hoffman was one of the first to share his tribute. He stamped a bunch of Arnold Palmer symbols into his wedges. Rory Mallory shared his own fond Arnold Palmer memory as well. It was the letter Palmer sent McIlroy after his first major championship, the 2011 U.S. Open. He tells Rory of his pride about how he played while reminding him of the obligation he has to use his forthcoming fame and fortune to give back. He said, quote, "You're now in a position where you have the opportunity to give back to the game that is making you famous, and I hope and certainly feel sure that you will live up to that obligation in the months and years ahead. Just continue to be yourself. Don't change." That's pretty cool.
Other golf news, a guy named Adam Hadwin, 29-year-old Canadian, who just won on the PGA Tour for the first time, booked a ticket to the Masters April 3rd, which is the weekend that he and his future wife were supposed to be on their honeymoon to Tahiti. So, going to play golf and cancel his honeymoon. Not a smart move there,
that's
Pedro.
Right.
Better think that
that's
over.
The recipe
again.
For success right there.
10 before the hour.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. The Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
The tech show's on this month. You know, I was thinking of looking at home security systems.
Oh, cool. I'll go with you. We're looking for more home security ideas, too. That's why I called Budget Blinds.
Budget Blinds?
Look at this.
A remote for the blinds.
Yep. Motorized.
Okay. Well, that's beyond cool. I love it. But what does it have to do with home security?
Oh, they also come with a timer. The blinds and drapes open themselves in the morning, close in the evening.
Oh, so it looks like somebody's home even when you're not.
Exactly. And I saved a bunch of money. Sally saved a bunch of money.
But you'll take the credit.
Yeah.
My brother, the tech genius.
Thanks, man.
Now, give me that remote.
Budget Blinds motorized window coverings are the ultimate in luxury, and during the Luxury Within Reach event, they're even more affordable. The more you buy, the more you save, with savings up to $2,000. Hurry and call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now before this offer ends, or go online to budgetblinds.com. Don't miss out. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises. Restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
Was it the Money Pit or the Pet Show that had a new theme that I suggested we used to? Oh, the Money Pit. Okay. I get my various and sundry service elements mixed up sometimes. There are no mistake, though. You wouldn't confuse Tom Kreitler for Warren Eckstein under any circumstance on any bad day. But this is a good day, and with the good day feelings about the day comes my friend Warren Eckstein, who always makes people feel good about their relationship with their dog, their cat, their pets in general. He's the man in the know, does a nationally syndicated program every weekend called The Pet Show, in which he focuses on the foibles and frailties with your dog, your cat, or whatever it is that you have hanging around your house. So we'll get to some of those items. We have a lot of stories floating around today, including a focus on your relationship with your pet. How functional or dysfunctional is it? In just a moment, we get to pet psychiatrist. Is it psychiatrist or psychologist? Which do you call yourself?
Social worker.
Pet shrink.
Social
Warren
worker.
Next time. Yeah. All right. Hold on.
If you're a CPAP user, soap and water cleaning may leave harmful bacteria, viruses, and mold that can make you sick. That alone will keep you up at night. Until now, SoClean.com is the world's first and only automated, hands-free CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. SoClean kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs without soap, water, harsh chemicals, or even equipment disassembly. And now, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-967-7474.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean's revolutionary design makes it easy to clean your CPAP and protect you against CPAP-related illnesses. Plus, SoClean works with all popular CPAP devices to clean them in minutes. It really is that easy. Don't risk your health.
Call SoClean.com now to try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-967-7474. This offer won't last. Call now. 800-967-7474. 800-967-7474.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
56 past the hour now. Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show. Don't forget about his line of pet vitamins and minerals called Hugs and Kisses. You can find out about them. Order them for your dog. We always have hugsandkisses.com. And meanwhile, your pet and who's in charge? Or is that the right way of approaching this, whether your relationship with your pet is dysfunctional? Charlotte was pretty much always in charge. And that seems to be what happens with the females that I run into in my life. She was very much in charge, and I never thought there was anything dysfunctional about it. Do pets really? What goes on in a person's mind who's worrying about that in the first place?
See, well, the bottom line is, Doug, that the average human being thinks that we're so much more intelligent than our dogs and cats, and therefore they don't spend the time listening or
first
watching
mistake.
Them. Exactly. In other words, let's face it, I'm out here working, my dog's still sleeping, okay? That'll right. tell you something right off the bat. When he wakes up, I'll make him breakfast in bed. There you go. Anyway, the bottom line is people just don't spend enough time understanding what their pets really need and what their pets really want. For example, I get this all the time. Warren, my dog is barking like crazy. Why is he barking? He's driving me crazy. I tell them to shut up. Well, maybe they should take some time to figure out why their dog is barking. I'll give you an example. I had a call this week, 12-year-old dog. All of a sudden, it started barking like crazy. The people were going nuts. Their vet told them to give the dog tranquilizers. I said, has anyone checked to see if the dog is losing its hearing? And sure enough, the dog is losing its hearing, and therefore, the sounds that sounded normally to him sound different, and therefore, he's barking more. Right. So those are the type of things that people need to recognize is the changes in their dog or cat's behavior and focus on that.
Yep. All right. The idea that pets are in charge, let me go one step further with this. Do you think that they really know they're in charge and are the owners being not dealing with reality? When you get right down to it, is there a deception going on? Pets and deception of owners.
Yeah, it is. But pets kind of look at us like they're children sometimes, and I think it's good for adults like myself sometimes to just put themselves into, you know, I'm a kid again, I don't have to do this, I don't have to do that, I just got to act like my dog, and my dog's got to like me. So I think that relationship with dogs is just amazing, and dogs do deceive their owners. They're much smarter than we consider them. For example, I just fed my dog a little while ago. Guaranteed when he gets up, he's going to Denise and say, feed me again. Warren never fed me. They really know what they're doing.
That son of a gun. Well, that's it, but they do kind of know how to manipulate. Charlotte was very manipulative, yeah, frankly. And we all love it, don't we? It's Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show here with the DJV Experience at 59 past the hour.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.